Have you ever found yourself just sitting at your desk, staring at your inbox, just kind of hoping a client would magically appear out of thin air?
I think we all have.
Right. Because if you are a photographer, a freelancer, or really any kind of creative professional trying to build a business, you know exactly the feeling I am talking about. Finding clients can feel like this completely overwhelming mountain that you have to climb every single day.
It feels incredibly abstract.
It does. It feels terrifying. And
Yeah.
honestly, it can be super discouraging when the phone just isn't ringing.
That feeling of overwhelm is, well, it's incredibly common. And the reason it happens is that most creatives treat client acquisition as this mysterious, elusive art form.
Like you just have to wait to be chosen.
Exactly. They rely on waiting to be discovered by the algorithm on social media, or they hope a slick portfolio website is gonna just do all the heavy lifting for them.
Which it really did.
Rarely. But today, we are going to completely dismantle that myth. We are doing a deep dive into a really comprehensive five-part guide on client outreach by photographer and author Don Giannotti.
Yes, and I love his approach.
It's so practical. And the core philosophy here is going to completely change how you view your own marketing. Because while there are definitely a lot of moving parts to acquiring clients, the basics of marketing actually remain elegantly simple.
Create it, show it, and ask for the job.
That's it. Create it, show it, ask for the job.
Okay, let's unpack this because I am so excited about where we are going today. We are taking that terrifying, totally abstract concept of getting clients and turning it into a highly specific, repeatable system.
It's a total game changer.
By the end of this conversation, you're going to look at the local businesses in your own city in a fundamentally different way.
That is the ultimate goal here. This deep dive will shift your mindset from being a passive creator to becoming an active professional problem solver, which is much more empowering. It really is. Gianni's approach isn't about being salesy or aggressive, which is what usually scares people away from marketing in the first place. It is entirely about strategic positioning and actually paying close attention to the specific needs of the businesses operating right in your own backyard.
Let's jump right into the very first step of that framework, which is created. Specifically, building a portfolio that actually gets you hired.
Right.
Because the biggest trap I constantly see, and Giannotti points this out right away, is this pervasive misconception that to build a real commercial portfolio, you need this massive budget.
Oh, yeah. The huge studio myth.
Exactly. We tend to think we need to hire expensive models, rent out elaborate studio sets, or shoot for dream brands right out of the gate just to prove we have any chops at all.
Which is the exact opposite of what you actually need to do to get started.
Thank goodness.
Seriously. Giannotti introduces a concept he calls the $500 portfolio builder. The objective here is to create just 10 strong commercial quality images that look like they belong in the real marketplace.
It's
It's just 10.
10.
And the best part, you don't even need $500. He estimates you can execute this with a real-world budget of about $150 to maybe $300 max.
Wow.
The secret is that you simply photograph things that already exist in your everyday life.
Wait, I have to play devil's advocate here for a second.
Go for it.
Is a real, actual paying business going to hire someone based on a portfolio built with 150 bucks? I mean, I imagine a local bakery looking at a cheap test shoot and thinking it looks, a bit amateur compared to a massive produced studio campaign.
They absolutely will hire you, provided those images solve their specific visual problems.
Okay, make that make sense.
The businesses you are targeting at this stage, they don't care about a massive studio campaign. They care about whether you can make their specific type of product look incredible.
Ah, I see.
So Giannotti breaks the starter portfolio down into four highly intentional categories. The first is grocery store advertising.
Which is essentially your food photography portfolio.
Exactly. You take a budget of maybe $40 to $60 and you literally just head to the local grocery store.
Just a normal grocery run.
Pretty much, you buy some fresh bread, pastries, some really beautiful citrus fruit, maybe some artisanal cheese or fresh herbs.
Stuff that looks great on camera.
Right. And your goal is to create three specific advertising style images. You want what we call a hero shot.
You know, that main, mouth-watering, perfectly lit image that sits right at the very top of a restaurant's web page or their menu.
Yes, the money shot. Then you shoot a beautiful still life of the raw ingredients.
Nice.
And finally, you create an overhead layout, which is when you shoot straight down on a beautifully arranged flat surface of the food.
which is exactly what performs best on social media.
Precisely. Those three images alone are exactly what local restaurants, bakeries, and cafes desperately want to see.
That makes a lot of sense when you put it that way. You are showing them exactly what you can do for their specific menu. Plus, you get to eat your props after the shoot.
Always a bonus.
What is the next category?
The second category is everyday product advertising. This has a budget of maybe $50 to $100. And again, you might already own this stuff in your house.
Like what kind of stuff?
We're talking about things like kitchen knives, high-end coffee gear, hand tools, or even skincare products. You create three product images focusing heavily on strong lighting, clean backgrounds, and really highlighting the texture and fine detail of the objects.
So making everyday things look premium.
Exactly. These are the exact types of images that attract e-commerce companies and small local manufacturers who need their physical goods to just sort of jump off a digital screen.
So if I'm a local knife maker, I don't care about a photo of a model in a studio. I care if you know how to make the metal on my blade look sharp and premium.
Precisely. You're solving their specific problem. From there, you move into the third category, which is beverage photography.
Okay, drinks.
Right. With a budget of $40 to $80, you go buy some local craft beer, a nice bottle of wine, some craft soda, or high-quality coffee beans.
Easy enough.
You just need two really solid images to round out this section. A pristine hero shot of the bottle itself, and then an action shot of a poured drink.
Like capturing the liquid in motion or the perfect foam on top.
Exactly. Suddenly, you have a portfolio piece ready to show any local brewery, winery, or coffee roaster.
Which leaves the final category, which he calls brand style still life. From what I gather, this is actually the cheapest one to execute, maybe $20 to $60.
It is, yeah.
You create two conceptual images where you prove you actually understand brand storytelling. So imagine shooting a skincare product, but you surround it with natural organic elements like fresh leaves or water droplets to visually convey its natural ingredients.
Or you shoot spice jars surrounded by fresh rustic herbs on a wooden cutting board.
Right. Setting a mood.
What's fascinating here is the underlying technical rule Giannotti insists on for all 10 of these images. He advises using a strictly simplified lighting setup.
Keep it simple.
Very simple. One light, one reflector. That is it.
Really? Just one light?
Just one. No massive grid of strobes or complicated gels. His mantra is control first, complexity later.
I love that. Control first, complexity later.
By mastering just one light and one reflector, the images remain clean, highly commercial, and deeply functional for the everyday businesses you are going to be pitching to.
That constraint is actually brilliant. And here's the so what connection for you, the listener. You aren't just taking random pictures of a coffee cup for fun or for likes on Instagram.
No, not at all.
You are intentionally creating these 10 specific images to perfectly align with the portfolio gaps of the exact local businesses you actually want to work with. If you want to shoot for local bakeries, your grocery store bread shots are your golden ticket.
You are proactively creating the exact work you want to be hired for.
Okay, so I have these 10 great images sitting on my hard drive, but they aren't doing me any good just sitting there. How do I actually get them in front of the right people without feeling like I'm just shouting into the void?
That takes us directly into the second part of the framework. Show it.
Finding the targets.
Exactly. Once you have the work, you have to find your targets. This is where Giannotti introduces an exercise designed to completely break you out of analysis paralysis. It is called the 60-minute client hunt.
The 60-minute client hunt.
The entire goal is to prove to yourself that potential paying clients are literally everywhere around you. You're going to find 15 to 30 potential clients in exactly 1 hour.
30 clients in an hour.
No overthinking, no deep dives into their corporate history. Just speed, a simple spreadsheet, and a timer.
A curated list of up to 30 leads in a single hour sounds almost too good to be true. How exactly does he structure that 60 minutes? Because I know if I just sit down and open Google, I'm going to end up distracted by a Wikipedia rabbit hole in 10 minutes.
The rigid structure is what makes it work. The first 10 minutes are purely your map sweep.
Okay, map sweep.
You open a map of your local area and search for broad categories. Craft breweries, custom furniture makers, boutique shops, coffee roasters, knife makers, local cosmetics.
Just looking at the map.
You just open the ones that look visually interesting and drop at least 5 leads into your spreadsheet. Do not overthink it.
Okay, so 5 leads in the first 10 minutes. What happens in the next block?
Minutes 10 through 25 are for website evaluation.
Digging a little deeper.
Right. You open the sites of the leads you just found, and you ask 3 rapid-fire questions. Do they sell something visual? Do they clearly use photography already? And most importantly, are the images they're currently using average, inconsistent, or just plain bad?
And if they are?
If the answer is yes, they stay on your list. And this next part is crucial. You make a very quick, specific note in your spreadsheet. Something like, menu photos all have mixed color temperatures, or product shot on a white background but look totally flat.
Ah, I see.
That note becomes the anchor for your outreach later.
Let's clarify mixed color temperatures real quick for anyone who isn't a lighting nerd.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you look at a photo and half of it looks sickly warm orange from a cheap ceiling lamp, and the other half is a harsh, cold blue from a nearby window.
Right? That is exactly it.
It just makes the food or the product look completely unappetizing.
It is a very common amateur mistake, and it is incredibly obvious to a trained eye.
Right. So what's the next block?
Moving on to the third block, from minute 25 to 40, you shift to the Instagram sweep.
Social media.
You search local hashtags. Think hashtag your city bakery or hashtag your city maker. You're specifically hunting for businesses that are clearly active online, like they post frequently, but they are relying on bad, hastily taken phone photography.
Or they show terrible composition with super cluttered backgrounds.
Exactly. You grab five more businesses from this sweep.
Then we hit the final stretch. Minutes 40 to 50 are for finding what Giannotti calls hidden clients. I found this part brilliant.
It's very clever.
Instead of searching for photographer needed, you search specific product phrases on Google, like artisan chocolate, plus your city's name. Why search for the product itself?
Because these are often the businesses that are so deeply focused on making a fantastic physical product that they haven't even thought about their visual marketing yet.
They're just busy making the chocolate.
Exactly. They have a great product, but absolutely zero strong photography to sell it. You grab three to five more of these hidden gems.
That makes a lot of sense.
Finally, minutes 50 to 60. The timer is almost up. You look at your compiled list of 15 to 30 businesses, and you highlight the top three that you most want to photograph.
The top three.
For each of those three, you write down exactly what you would shoot for them first, and specifically why better images would actually help their bottom line.
Going from a blank screen to a curated, actionable list of 30 leads in 1 hour is incredibly powerful. But I want to linger on how we are actually evaluating these businesses during that hour.
Okay.
Giannotti calls this the ugly image audit, because we aren't just looking for beautiful websites to admire. We are actively hunting for specific problems we can solve.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, this audit is about training your eye to see commercial opportunity instead of just looking for visual inspiration. You are evaluating their existing images on four specific criteria.
Four criteria.
First, bad lighting. Are the photos entirely flat? Or are there harsh, unappealing shadows or those mixed color temperatures we just talked about?
Got it.
Second, bad composition. Are the backgrounds cluttered, messy, and distracting the viewer away from the actual product?
The third criterion is bad consistency. Does every single photo on their website look like it was taken by a totally different person on a different day with a totally different camera?
Yes. And the fourth is bad color. Does the metal on that custom knife fail to shine? Does the vibrant, fresh food look muted, gray, and stale?
This requires a major mindset shift for a lot of creatives. A beautifully photographed product on a slick website rarely needs your services.
They already have someone.
Right. But a terrible image attached to a real high-quality, locally made product, that is an immediate opportunity.
That is a business owner who deeply cares about what they make, but simply lacks the visual vocabulary to sell it properly online.
Which brings us to the final, and let's be honest, the most intimidating part of this entire process. Ask for the job.
The ask.
I have the portfolio. I have my spreadsheet of local targets with bad lighting. Now, how do I actually get them to hand over money without feeling like a door-to-door salesperson? This is where Giannotti introduces the concept of the Dream 50.
The Dream 50 is essentially the evolution of the list you started building in your 60-minute hunt. It is a living tracker containing 50 ideal, logical, local clients that actually use photography.
Just local.
Yes. We are not talking about putting Nike or Apple on this list. These are your local restaurants, boutique cosmetic brands, local distilleries businesses where if they simply had better photos, it would obviously help them sell more of their product.
Here's where it gets really interesting and honestly where this whole system finally clicked for me. Having this Dream 50 tracker provides an incredible psychological trick.
It really does.
When you don't have a system, doing outreach feels deeply personal. Every ignored email feels like a direct rejection of your art and your worth.
It's exhausting.
But with the tracker, it removes all of that emotional drama. You're no longer desperately trying to get clients. You are simply working a math problem. You are working a list.
It creates that necessary emotional distance.
Mm.
The process becomes finite and highly strategic. Giannotti suggests a very small, incredibly manageable rule to avoid burnout. You only contact 4 businesses a day.
Just 4.
Not 30, just 4. In a month, you have steadily reached out to 80 local businesses without ever feeling overwhelmed or desperate.
But the outreach itself is where most people hit a wall. I know I have done this. You send one email, you hear absolutely nothing back, you feel awkward, and then you just give up on that lead forever.
Right. The one and done trap.
Giannotti lays out an exact 4-step follow-up rhythm that completely avoids that trap.
The rhythm is crucial. Contact number 1 is a very short, highly professional introduction via email. You mention a specific observation you made during your ugly image audit.
From the spreadsheet.
Exactly. For example, I noticed the photos on your site don't really show the beautiful texture of the metal on your cookware.
Notice the phrasing there.
Right. This is a professional observation, not a harsh criticism. You aren't saying their photos are terrible. You are pointing out a missed opportunity to showcase their hard work. You introduce yourself, offer to send some examples of your work, and leave it there.
Okay, so I send that first email pointing out the missed opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
What if they just ignore it?
Mm.
Which, let's be honest, is what happens 90% of the time. Do I just cross them off the dream 50?
Not at all. 5 to 7 days later, you send contact 2. This is just a very brief, friendly follow-up.
It's bumping the thread.
Something simple like, just circling back on my last note, I had a couple of ideas for photographing your products that might help them stand out online.
And if it is still crickets after that second email.
10 to 14 days later, you send contact 3. This is where you offer a tangible, helpful suggestion.
What does that look like?
You might say, I am currently updating my portfolio and I'd love to add one of your products to it. I'd be happy to borrow a piece, shoot it, and give you a great shot to use for your Instagram.
So you are removing the friction. You are offering value first. But what if, after all that, they still don't reply? I feel like sending a 4th email is pushing into spam territory.
It isn't spam if it is professional. 20 to 30 days after the initial contact, you make contact 4. This is the soft, professional exit.
The graceful exit.
You say, I know you are super busy. If updating your photography ever comes up later this year, please feel free to reach out. Then you just move them to a different list where you follow up once a quarter. You never burned a bridge. You never begged for work. You just remained consistently professional.
That is so clean. But let's talk about what happens when they actually do reply and say, yes, let's talk.
The best part.
This is the absolute cornerstone of Giannotti's strategy, the $1,000 client system. When a business finally agrees to a meeting, the immediate instinct for a lot of creatives is to pitch a massive, comprehensive website overhaul for $5,000.
Do not do
that. I understand why that is tempting. But Giannotti says you pitch the starter project instead. You offer a small, highly specific job in the $400 to $800 range.
Keep it contained.
If it's a restaurant, you pitch shooting just 5 of their signature dishes. If it's a knife maker, you pitch just 3 beautiful hero images of their best blades. Why keep it so small when you finally have them on the hook?
Because it drastically lowers the barrier to entry. $400 to $800 often falls under a manager's discretionary budget. They can just say yes.
Without needing a whole board meeting.
Exactly. $5,000 requires a meeting and serious deliberation. 2 of these small starter projects create your first $1,000. But much more importantly, executing a small job perfectly, on time, and with great communication builds immense trust.
And in local business, trust is the only currency that matters.
That trust is exactly what leads to the massive, lucrative catalog shoots or the entire seasonal menu updates later on.
Trust is everything. And to build that trust even faster, Giannotti shares 2 brilliant, unconventional secret weapons. The first is what he calls the speculative image. What does that actually mean in practice?
Imagine there is a local hot sauce company on your Dream 50 list. Instead of sending a cold email, you go to the local market, you buy a bottle of their hot sauce for $8, and you take it back to your workspace.
Okay.
You set up your simple one light, one reflector setup, and you shoot one absolutely stunning product photo of their bottle. Then you email them that photo with a short note that just says, "Hey, I picked up a bottle of your sauce last week, did a quick lighting test with it, and thought you might enjoy seeing the result."
I love that approach. You are proving your undeniable skill instantly, and you are showing genuine interest in what they actually make before you ever ask them for a dime.
It is practically guaranteed to get open and get a response.
And the second secret weapon he mentions is even simpler in-person visits.
Yes. If the business is local, just go there. Do not bring your camera. Do not go to sell them anything. Just go to observe. Have a cup of coffee there. Buy a pastry. Look around at the clientele.
Just be a normal human being in their space.
Because later, when you do send that very first outreach email, you aren't just a random name in their inbox. You can authentically say, "I was in the shop on Tuesday and absolutely loved the atmosphere." It instantly warms up what would otherwise be a completely cold, easily ignored interaction.
So what does this all mean? Let's recap this entire journey. You absolutely do not need a massive budget to start. You can build a commercial quality, highly targeted portfolio for under $300 just by shooting intentional items from your grocery store in your own kitchen.
Beautifully simple.
You can prove to yourself that paying clients are everywhere by finding up to 30 prospects with bad, inconsistent imagery in just 60 minutes. And finally, you can remove all the emotional fear of rejection by working a strategic Dream 50 list with a calm, professional, four-step follow-up rhythm, eventually pitching small, trust-building starter projects.
The overarching lesson from Giannotti's entire curriculum is simply this. Clients are actually incredibly common. They are operating all around you every single day.
Everywhere.
What is exceptionally rare are photographers and creatives who actually pay close attention to the needs of those businesses. When you stop obsessing over being magically discovered and you start focusing your energy on being a professional problem solver, the entire landscape changes.
It really does.
You stop being just another creative looking for a handout and you become a valuable asset.
I want to leave you with a completely different thought to mull over today as we wrap up. Consider how this entire framework applies to the current landscape we are entering. With artificial intelligence.
Oh, that's a great point.
Right now, AI is making it incredibly easy for any business to generate fake, perfectly lit, flawless imagery in seconds. But as the internet floods with synthetic perfection, the consumer demand for authentic, local, human-made photography of real, tangible products is actually going to skyrocket.
People crave authenticity.
They want to see the real food they're going to eat and the real texture of the product they're going to buy. If you can prove using this exact outreach system that you are the person who can capture their reality beautifully, you won't just be competing against other photographers.
No, you'll be essential.
You will be positioning yourself as the ultimate antidote to the AI-generated internet. The opportunity is massive. Until next time, happy hunting.